Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Alan Bell. The AB3. On the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right. We are joined by Alan Bell, the AB3, driving the line with us on the 42 Degrees Source Hotline. Alan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Fantastic. You doing all right?
We're great. Are you so you're all locked in. Are you on the Creighton train this weekend because you're in on the Tennessee deal, but you got Stump the Schwab next to you, you know, ripping off these Creighton takes. I don't know. I'm interested where your mental perspective is at going into the weekend here.
Yeah, so I'll say this. So yeah, Howie told me to tell you all, everyone, that he's all over Creighton. He loves them, and we talked about it. I'll say this, man. I think I'm on the under in this game.
Mm.
I think that, you know, Creighton is going to take its time, you know, with the ball, use the shot clock to their advantage. They could certainly shoot. But I think that, you know, all the pressure's on Tennessee. Creighton has a lot of things positively working in their favor. And this is the big question, okay? If you're Creighton, what do you do? Do you try to slow the game down, good high percentage shots, or do you try to speed it up? Because Tennessee does have a pretty good defense. Do you try to speed it up and get them out of their rhythm? Like, half the time, Tennessee can shoot with anybody. The other half, it's horrific, right? So I throw that question to you. But, yeah, I think I lean on the under here, and that usually means take the underdog with the points.
Yeah, yesterday Greg McDermott said that Tennessee, with all due respect to UConn, is Tennessee's the best defensive team that they feel like they're going to play this year, have played this year, which is interesting. And I don't know, it brings up an interesting sort of thought process on the pace, because Creighton's sort of adaptable that way. Like, they can get out and run against teams that like to slow it down against them. They could slow it down against teams that want to get out and run a little bit as well. Usually, if there's teams that want to go, they'll kind of match them that way. But defensively, I mean, Tennessee 1-5 is better than Creighton is, but Creighton still has the, you know, defensive presence in the middle that is kind of unique. There's a lot of different angles to this one, but you also have the Super Bowl of white guys going up against each other in Baylor Shireman and Dalton Connect this weekend, which is maybe equally exciting as the game.
Oh yeah, that's a big one right there. Now, like, that's what's funny about this game is that these two teams are so similar that, like, they can adapt to any style. They can play any style. And they'll probably play four different styles in the game. You know what I mean? I'll say this. You know, anybody watching from the Creighton side, if you can stop Dalton Connect, you're going to have an unbelievable shot at beating this team. And Dalton has not played well in his last three games. It has not been great. So if you could limit that, like, Creighton is good enough to also win the foul game as well, right? Like, I think that could be another.
They usually do.
I was gonna say, like, you know, they're a very, very well coached team. They're fundamental. The thing to worry about, though, like you said, Tennessee has the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, the SEC Player of the Year in Dalton Connect. But if you slow down Connect, buddy, like, that is a massive advantage, because not a lot of the other guys are making points like he is. You know what I mean? So that's something to pay attention to.
On paper, and I know we both have allegiances to one side or the other here, but, like, on paper, that looks to me like the most fun matchup of the weekend.
I agree.
I'm super into Gonzaga and Purdue. I think that'll be fun. And I think Illinois and Iowa State will be really fun. I mean, it's a Sweet 16. They'll all be really good, and we got chalk kind of in the first weekend, so it's lined up a really sweet 16. But I do think Creighton, Tennessee, even with our biases here, that's probably the best looking matchup on paper.
Yeah, I completely agree, and I think it's going to be a back and forth game. Like, the more we talk about it, it's one of those where you take the underdog with the points because it's probably going to be a 2 to 3 point game either side. This is going to be a really fun game. And again, you know, understand this, like, Rick Barnes has got to win this game. Like, the pressure is all on Tennessee. So if Creighton comes out and gets hot early, dude, Tennessee, I've seen them do it. They fold on themselves quick. I think a good start from Creighton can unbelievably help throughout the entire game.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting from that perspective too, because I don't know that the hay's in the barn, you know, for Creighton. Like, I think they feel good about where they've gotten. It's their third Sweet 16 in 4 years. But from a mental perspective, the team is kind of, you know, I watched them sitting there in Pittsburgh over the weekend, and they were like, they're going into an incredibly tense double overtime game. And they're just kind of walking around, and they're like, wow, being here. This is so much fun. I just like playing basketball with all my friends. So I very rarely see this team, like, wear that pressure on their shoulders, which is probably a positive, but who knows?
Oh, yeah. Like, especially in this one. Yeah, dude, 100%. Like, Rick Barnes and this team know exactly what time it is, right? Like, fans are all over Rick Barnes. I'm talking about Tennessee fans. So, yeah, man, like, the more relaxed Creighton is, the more fun that they're having, dude, huge, huge advantage Creighton side.
What do you think about some of the other – I mean, obviously, we got, like I said, we got some chalk in the first weekend, which I don't think is the worst thing in the world. We still mixed in the upsets. We still had the stories with Oakland and Jack Golke, the dude who's just ripping off, you know, 10 threes to beat Kentucky, which was incredible. But it's really set us up for an awesome Sweet 16 weekend. Like, what else do you like on the board for Friday and Saturday, Thursday and Friday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what do we get out of Arizona, right? You look at them, they look like an NBA team. On paper, they look like an NBA team. But the problem with it is that you just don't ever know what you're going to get. You know, and what do we get out of teams that are playing hot right now? All right, Clemson. NC State, Alabama, you know, is a team that, you know, you don't want to play these teams on that, like, the second game of the weekend, right? But what happens when you go home for a week and then you come back? Can you turn it back on? Alabama scares me with, I don't know if they can. I've seen this team do a lot of dumb stuff all year long, right? But, yeah, you know, so it, especially a team that just shoots all threes and can't guard. Yeah, man, like, you know, I worry about them. You know, Purdue, they are playing phenomenal. Like,
so
you're
good.
Right on that game. Like, that's another one to where both teams, like, they're exactly the same in terms of, like, what you get at the end, but they go about it different ways. You know what I mean? So I think that one is going to be great as well. And then UConn, they're just beating the hell out of people. Man.
Yeah.
Like, they're phenomenal, yeah.
That was the next thing I was going to, like, I don't know. I feel like before the tournament, my thing on UConn was obviously they're the best team in the country. They look like a complete, you know, runaway train. Like, there's no stopping them. They're 10.5-point favorites against a good team, a team that made the final national championship game. You know, they were in the national championship game together last year, and they were playing in the Sweet 16 round this year, and UConn's a 10.5-point favorite. Like, they are a train that's rolling down the hill. But it's hard to win the national championship 2 years in a row, and it's hard to sustain what they've done. With that being said, they have really shown no signs. I mean, the last team to beat them was Creighton back in, you know, in February. So, like, ever since then, they have been absolutely drilling people. I just wonder how you approach them, because they're going to be huge favorites in every game they play the rest of the way.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, the crazy thing is, like, the first weekend, right, 64-32, the teams that covered were the big favorites that were, like, 20, 21, 22. like those were the ones covering the tight spread, man. Like we did, you know, it was a lot of underdogs, at least from the betting perspective. You know, I look at it as if you've been betting UConn, keep doing it until they tell you not to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you've already won two, you know, bets on them. Like it's worth the price of admission. You know what I mean? Like you just riding the gag, and if it doesn't happen, hey, you accept the loss. You understood it going in, but you don't jump off the train until they tell you to jump off the train. You know, going back to the Creighton Tennessee game, is wild as it sounds. Like whoever wins that game really has a great shot at getting like not only Final Four but the national championship. Like these two teams are phenomenal all around. I know it's chalk. This is going to be an awesome
yeah.
weekend.
You can pretty much convince me of any Final Four at this point.
Yeah, you really can. Like, that's the thing, man. Like, you really, really can. Like, what do we get out of North Carolina? You know what I mean? Like, yep. They've been playing excellent, but does that continue? Because we've seen, you know, cracks there. What do we get out of Duke? You know what I mean? So, there's a lot of ways this could go.
Duke is kind of scary. Like, I kind of had them – I wondered if they might bow out early, but – I mean, they can get Houston on the right day, too. So, yeah, I think we are in line for an incredible weekend. Hey, by the way, Alan, before we let you go,
yep.
Were you, like, throwing out Creighton baseball-related bets yesterday, or was that just my eyes getting
yeah,
the best
no,
of me?
I was, yeah. Somebody had asked about Creighton and Stanford, you know, and they were like, hey, why was, you know, Creighton was favored all weekend, and then, you know, yesterday they were the underdog. And we were talking about, like, look, you know, road sweeps, first off, are tough to, you know, come by. And, you know, Creighton had gotten the last two games now. They really got bullpen, you know, games because they have so many, you know, good arms there. And it was a tough loss, but it was like, yeah, man, like, road sweeps, brutal. Like, they're so difficult to blow. But Creighton's a good baseball team, man. They're fun.
Watch out.
Hey, and you were right last week when you were talking about playing, or last week or the week before, playing at the big stadium and the wind blowing out. Yeah, Creighton was fantastic, dude.
Watch out. I'm just saying. I'm glad you're on betting that level of college baseball. Like, that's amazing. If you think about, like, oh, I'm going to bet on college baseball, you're like, oh, you're going to bet on what? Like LSU and Tennessee or something like that. And you're like, you know what? Let's go over to the Big East and see what Creighton's up to. It's the only game going on a Monday. Let's see what's going on.
Hey, going out there and owning Stanford, baby. That's what we like right there.
That's awesome. All right. So what are you doing this weekend? Like, what's on tap for the game watching on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, dude. So like, I'm super chill at the house. Love, you know, just sit there and watch it, you know, and sweat the heck out of all of these bets. And it's the last weekend, like, that we get, like,
yes.
You've got the multiple games happening. Like, that's the saddest part when it starts dwindling down. You're like, no, I love it. There's 1,000 games going on at one time. What about you? Like, what's your style?
Well, my style is to get all the TVs out and, you know, fill up a giant cooler with a whole bunch of ice and just put, you know, everything in there just so I don't have to get up the entire day.
That's a better move.
But this weekend, I will be in Vegas at the Circa, you know, the big pool with the...
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're doing the shows from there on Thursday and Friday, so I'll be... I'll have my shirt off with a bucket hat on, and I'll just be living, doing some radio.
I've never been out there, dude. I'm excited to hear how everything goes. It looks awesome.
It looks insane. It looks insane. Yeah. Every time I see a picture, I'm like, wow, this is incredible. So, yeah, that'll be me starting tomorrow. It'll be very exciting.
I love it.
All right, AB. Enjoy this weekend, my friend. Great to chat, and we'll talk to you next week.
Oh, man, absolutely. Best of luck. It's great, man. It's going to be a great game. We'll talk to you,
buddy. Alan Bell of the AB3. And we got to – maybe – like, I don't want to skip over Alan's head, but that would be funny if we talked to the Schwab about Creighton basketball. It's like talking to Frank Caliendo about Creighton basketball.
Schwab's been on him all year.
He's been on him all year. He's all over Creighton. It's such a weird thing.
And who
have you guys heard that the Schwab, the Stump the Schwab guy, is – all over Creighton basketball.
Who am I to be like, no, Schwab. I mean, he's a really smart guy.
I can't stump the Schwab. I wouldn't even consider stumping the Schwab. All right, we'll take a break. Josh has got the odd news when we return in the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But like we said, we were past the first weekend, and maybe your bracket's a little busts it up. Maybe you didn't go chalk this weekend. That's okay, because we got 16 teams left in the tournament. And if you go into the pile and you go to 1620thezone.com, you can get yourself assigned to the team. So we get 16 quote-unquote winners. Then you get assigned to one of those teams, and if that team wins the national championship, you get $1,620. It's called, if you notice, I'm tiptoeing around my words here very carefully, like this. That's why it's called Censored 1620.
For legal purposes.
It used to have a word in the censored spot. Mm-hmm. You all can guess what that is. But it doesn't anymore. That's why it's called Censored 1620. And you can enter online, 1620thezone.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.